Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. So this is probably going to go over like a lead balloon, and that's okay. I'm sick and tired of our country. Sick and tired of America. America espouses to be a Christian nation, but if you really look at our nation, it's anything but Christian. Hatred, racism, opinions that put people down, grudges, lack of forgiveness, people thinking better than they are. Look at our country and our society today. We are not a Christian nation. I would beg to say that we haven't been a Christian nation for a long time. And you know what? It really doesn't matter to me if we are a Christian nation or not, because it doesn't change my faith. I still worship God. I still love Jesus. I am His child. In fact, Scripture says my citizenship is of heaven, not of this world. But it would be nice for all these people out here, especially the evangelical America who keep saying we're a Christian nation, to at least live like Christians today. Try it once. You might be surprised. But no, we're not. All of our lessons fly in the face of what our culture and society has become today. We are a culture and society at its heart and core who favors the strong, who seeks strength, who uses strength as power, who looks to override and roll over the needs of other people, who put themselves and think of themselves more highly than we ought, and it permeates everything we do. Even so much so today that in our epistle lesson, it talks about, listen, people are going to have different opinions than you. Don't look down on people who have different opinions. And yet, I hear it all the time. I'm Republican. I'm Democrat. And because I believe this, you're bad. You're evil. I see stuff all the time. Democrats share Republicans are evil. Republicans share Democrats are evil. You're both evil. Let's call it what it is. We're all sinners. Both parties are evil. They fall short of God's glory because they're run by people. And yet we seek to use this power, this struggle, these politics, our own opinions to hurt people, and we weaponize them. We have our own leaders in our country who weaponize their words and hide behind social media to attack people and put people down. This is a disgrace to the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's a disgrace to the message of the gospel that hopefully both you and I want to proclaim and seek to proclaim every day of our lives. Our society is sick. It's sick with the deadly illness of evil. Our society is run by the prince of this world, as Scripture says, who is Satan. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of it. I am tired of it. I don't know what to do. I'm sick and tired of it. Quite frankly, I don't care what your opinions are. I really don't. I know what I believe, and I believe in Jesus. And hopefully you don't care what my opinions are. The thing I care about is what the Word of God says. And the Word of God comes to us today and it blatantly says, if you are strong, your strength is not to be used as power, not to be used to put your opinions in other people's way, not to be used to lord over people, but your strength is called for you and given to you by God for one intent purpose, to serve the weak. Look at Joseph in our lesson for today. He had been given great political power and he was strong. And yet he humbled himself, thought less of himself than his brothers, and went underneath them to lift them up and serve them. Our epistle lesson for today says just that. Our strength is given to us by God as a gift that is to be used to love and serve other people, to seek their good, to build them up, not to be weaponized, but to go into their lives and meet others where they are with love and compassion, taking our opinions out, taking what we desire out, taking our own wants and desires out for the good of everyone else. St. Paul says, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. You should not, that's shame language, you need not think of yourself more highly than you are, because the reality is we are all sinners, and because of that we are all low in our sinfulness. It is only by the grace of God and the gospel message and the death on the cross and the resurrection from the dead that we are brought up. And from this forgiveness, from this grace, from this love of Jesus, through the power of His Spirit working in word and sacrament, love and strength is imputed into our lives, directly given into our lives for the intent purpose, so that what Jesus says in our gospel lesson for today and what the epistle lesson for today says, that everyone will know Jesus as Lord, confess His name, and believe in Him. That is the reason we are given strength, and the only reason we are given strength, never to weaponize it and use it against other brothers and sisters or even unbelievers in this world. This is a harsh message. But as a pastor, and being a pastor for 20 years, I am sickened by, what we become today. Sickened. Distraught. Confused. And angry. I hear Christians all around saying, oh, we want people to know Jesus. We want to people to know Him and to come to be saved by Him. And that's our purpose, to be disciples in this world. Yet our actions and our words are different. And social media is even worse. And it's such a problem in our culture today because it's easy to hide behind social media when you're saying bad things and sharing worthless opinions that don't really matter in the world, that are hurtful and tear others down, because you don't see them and you can't see their reaction. Just the other day, I saw a Christian friend post on there, here's what I believe about this politician, and if you don't like it, you can go ahead and unfriend me. What kind of Christian move is that, folks? What? Really, we're going to allow a politician to replace our love for our brothers and sisters in Jesus? What have we become? I see it with the mask arguments. I see it with the vaccine arguments. I see it all over. What have we become? Thanks be to God in Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God in Christ Jesus, who rescues our lowly bodies from the pit of hell and sin to make us like His glorious body. We are weak. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. And we are weak. Battered and beaten by society, by the world, by the enemy Satan, by our sinfulness, by our illnesses, by our mental illnesses, by our worries and our anxieties and our fears, by financial problems, and the list goes on and on. And we're weak, but He is strong. In the strength and power of His death and resurrection, He swoops into our lives to pick us up. In the weakness of our sinfulness and our negativity and our hatred and all the garbage we do in this world, He still swoops into our lives to pick us up, to wrap His arms around us, to love us, to forgive us our sins 70 times 7, infinity and beyond, to infinity and beyond. He forgives our sins and sets us back on His path of righteousness, working in us the power of sanctification through His Holy Spirit. This is how much He loves us. And just like that servant in the text for today, let us not be like him. For when we come to the realization that in our mess, muck, mire, and sin, and death, and weakness, Jesus swoops into our life to forgive and strengthen us, let us show that kind of mercy and love to the world. To the world. By golly, I think I got it. At the beginning of this message, I said, I don't know what to do anymore in this world. But I think we do. I think we do. As holy, loved, and redeemed, and saved children of God who are forgiven and have eternal life, we simply get up in our weakness and let His strength shine in us. So that in our love, so that in our service, so that in humility and humbleness, in gentleness and kindness and peace, the world will see Jesus. Why? Because if you haven't noticed, that kind of stuff is nowhere to be found out there. But when we bring it to the world and people see it in and through us, then every knee will bow and every tongue will confess Jesus is Lord and Savior. We are weak, but He is strong. Amen.